Shield proper, about 5 million square kilometer, covers 48% of Canada's land surface, including freshwater lakes and Arctic islands. Even if the Arctic Shield is excluded, the Canadian Shield forest lands remain the largest physiographic region in Canada, comprising 32% of the land surface. It is a vast, saucer-shaped region, the rim on its south, east and northeast sides like that of a soup plate, the center a sedimentary rock basin, the southern fringe of which underlies the Hudson Bay lowland. The shield is composed of crystalline Precambrian rocks formed during several phases of mountain building between 4 and 1 billion years ago. In the last billion years it has remained a relatively stable bulwark, unaffected by the plate tectonic movements, which have impinged on it to form the mountainous fringe of Canada. The stability of the shield has allowed denudation to level its surface, giving it characteristic level or undulating skylines. The southeastern and eastern borders have been uplifted in the relatively recent geological past as a result of tectonic movements associated with the opening of the Atlantic Ocean. Glacial erosion had little effect, except along the eastern rim. Approximately half of the shield is classified as upland. Extending from northwestern Quebec through northern Ontario, Manitoba, Saskatchewan and southern Nunavut to northwestern mainland Nunavut and the eastern Mackenzie districts in the Northwest Territories, this terrain, 200 to 500 meters elevation, is upland only by virtue of its elevation above the Hudson Bay lowland and the interior plains which border it. Bedrock relief of only 50 to 60 meters has been smoothed by a thin mantle of glacial till, that is, an unsorted mixture of clay, sand, etc., and sediment deposited in glacial lakes. Hudson Bay and the Gulf of St. Lawrence dominate the eastern shield. Elevations increase from 300 meters near the coasts to 900 meters in central Labrador and Quebec. Relief of 150 to 300 meters is caused by incision of valleys into the higher terrain. At several places over the shield, uplands and plateaus are broken by belts of hills. The relief of the hills increases because of differential erosion of linear geological structures formed in former mountain belts. Examples are the Labrador and Port Arthur Hills. The high, rugged terrain along the east and southeast rim of the shield is classified as highland. In Baffin Island and northern Labrador it stands at 800 to 1,500 meters and possesses rolling plateau surfaces which are deeply dissected by glacial troughs, giving a fjord-like aspect to these coasts. Highlands north of the St. Lawrence River stand at 500 to 900 meters with isolated summits at 1,000 to 1,200 meters in terrain, which is more dissected, with few plateaus. The two extensive shield zones, east and west of Hudson Bay, were the centers of ice sheet outflow during the last glaciation, from 75,000 to 6,000 years ago. The central parts of these zones show unorganized terrain mantled with till and also pocked with irregular, shallow lake basins. Around these, glacial scouring of the bedrock is more obvious, with occasional ice-molded till hills and many eskers marking the courses of subglacial rivers, and large moraines marking pauses in retreat of the ice front across the shield. The periphery of these two core areas is marked by more level terrain which was flooded by lakes and seas during ice retreat.